This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Take the highway to the end of the line.
Well, a true American political icon, incredibly tested, Roger Stone is here. Kind of one of my best friends. Roger, you're about to take over for the rest of the hour with a special guest. But I want to ask you this, everybody. What should Trump do right now in the face of this brazen political assassination they just tried to engage in? And now they admit they grabbed cocktail napkins, passports. He said this 5 days ago. They said he was lying. Now they admit they're returning cocktail napkins, menus. They returned passports. So they're also, so two questions in the 4 minutes we have left. What should Trump do now? And you're one of his top political advisors. A, and then B, why do they grab your pardon documents?
Well, first of all, I think the president needs a tough, experienced, fearless criminal defense attorney. These are very complicated issues. The lawyers that were around him in the last two impeachments are gone. Many of them are witnesses against him in the January 6th proceedings. I really think he needs a tough, battle-hardened attorney to represent him. I also think that war councils breed defeat, as General Douglas MacArthur said. He needs to find one tough, able, courageous criminal law attorney, and put that person in charge. I don't
who
have
was
a
the,
name.
Who was the orthodox Jew? I forget his name. Was the only good lawyer at an impeachment.
David Shum would be excellent at this. David Shum represented Steve Bannon quite ably in that matter. I believe he is the person who drafted Steve's appeal. He's a very, very smart lawyer. He would certainly be one I think the president should look at. But above all, he needs to put one guy in charge. These are complicated issues. As to your second question, as to why they grabbed my pardon documents, I guess the real question is, why was the president holding on to them? Perhaps it was for sentimental reasons. We have been friends for 42 years. It has been an article of faith on the left that Roger Stone had some kind of corrupt bargain with Donald Trump where he agreed to maintain his silence about non-existent misdeeds by the president in return for clemency. That is bunk. That is BS. That is false. So if they're thinking they can find some legal flaw in my clemency, in the commutation of my sentence, in my pardon, well, that's just wrong.
But you said literally 100 times on my show, I'm not getting a pardon for not tattling on Trump because there's nothing to say. He did nothing. So you'd already nixed yourself out of being a stool pigeon and making stuff up with those statements.
Well, but see, they don't want to come forward and admit that the exact opposite is true, i.e., they were pressuring me relentlessly to bear false witness against him, which I refused to do. The hiding of this affidavit is extraordinary. It's exactly the same thing they did with the Mueller report. Oh, it's so explosive. It contains so much national security information. We can't let the American people see it. And then when we finally saw it, there was nothing there.
Roger, what are you going to be covering? I mean, I know that your police officer friend has been fired and persecuted, even though he has a great record. What else are you going to be covering in the next 55 minutes?
Well, we're going to talk more about the Mar-a-Lago raid. We're going to talk about the midterm elections and the potential impact of them. You notice you don't hear much about Roe v. Wade these days. Isn't that miraculous?
Why do you think, in closing, Liz Cheney was dumb enough to then have her father endorse her when he's a criminal, war criminal? I mean, the word is she's going to lose big tonight.
She is going to lose big tonight, but she is laying the groundwork for a challenge to President Donald Trump within the Republican Party. So the RINOs are going to mount an effort to run their own candidate, and she's going to be the candidate. That's why they mailed, by the way, tens of thousands of absentee ballots to Democrats who didn't ask for them, in an attempt to get them to vote for her, not so she can win, because she's going to get swamped, but to run as strong a race as possible as the underlying...
Doesn't that show how delusional they are, that they think Liz Cheney is their secret weapon? What a joke.
Well, what's delusional is they took a guy they hated more than anyone in the world, Dick Cheney, a guy who started a war for no reason whatsoever and cost 150,000 lives, and now they're deifying him. because they hate Donald Trump so damn much.
That's truly sick. Roger Stone takes over. Get the book, The Great Reset, now signed at InfoWarsStore.com, and keep us on air. Thank you all. Ladies and gentlemen, if millions of people get this book, our funding problems will be over, and it's starting to happen. That's why I said, yeah, go to InfoWarsStore.com, get the book, and start shipping in a couple weeks, The Great Reset and the War for the World. But I said go to Amazon, because it's the number one book chart in the world, and if it goes to number one, not of political, not of history, not of U.S. history, it's already number one over 40 categories, like political science, you name it. 40-plus categories is number one. Ladies and gentlemen, drum roll, please, of books in the world, The Great Reset and the War for the World is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We are now number 9 in the world. Woo! This is major. This is political. This could fund our war chest. Just go to Amazon.com, everybody, and buy 10 copies. Send this blueprint to the Death Star and the New World Order. Because you read this, you know their whole plan how to stop them. Get The Great Reset and the War for the World now. It's going to go to number 1. What do you make of that? Special guest host and former political prisoner, Roger Stone. StoneDefenseFund.com. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Thank you very much, Alex. It's great to be back here at InfoWars. If I thought about it, we would have teed up Gene Autry singing Back in the Saddle Again. The entire crew at InfoWars are the very best people to work with. You probably didn't see it, or maybe you did. This past Thursday, I had an opportunity to go on with my good friend Sean Hannity because he recalls the horrific raid on my home. You may remember that on the 25th of January 2019, 29 heavily armed FBI agents stormed my home, all of them SWAT-clad, brandishing fully automatic M4 assault weapons, initially surrounding my house. They arrived in 17 armored vehicles. There was an FBI helicopter overhead. And yes, as Sean Hannity loves to point out, they pulled two amphibious units, boats, up to the dock behind my house. And frogmen were jumping out on the dock, also heavily armed. This entire attack to arrest me, this raid, cost the American taxpayers $1.1 million. That's because the government was shut down at the time, and every one of these agents was getting time and a half for overtime. And, of course, the prosecutors had talked to my attorney the day before. All they really needed to do was tell me to turn myself in. So I had an opportunity to talk to Sean Hannity about this on the air. Unfortunately, Fox cannot post that video to their YouTube channel lest they be banned for life. Several weeks ago, WABC in New York, a mega radio station, great folks there, posted an interview that I did with Frank Morano, only to have their page suspended. To his credit, my friend Sean Hannity posted this video on his Twitter page, his Facebook page, his Instagram page. I put it at Rumble. Let's take a look.
If you're a Republican, you support President Trump, good luck, because the FBI is watching your every move, and you may even be on CNN fake news. Take a look.
The FBI agents, you can see them in riot gear, approached Stone's house before sunrise at around 6 this morning. They raided his home and they arrested Roger Stone. Here is a moment of that arrest. Roger Stone being awoken by these FBI agents, and I'd say riot gear. It's actually just flak jackets. They're wearing bulletproof vests. One had a helmet on. These are, I mean, they don't, agents are aware that when they don't know what they're going to encounter, and it is just remarkable and to see this, because this is not how anyone else connected to the Robert Mueller investigation has been arrested.
experienced this himself here to respond is Roger Stone. Wow, pretty interesting what you went through. I'm sure that brings back very fond memories for you and your wife, who, by the way, just survived stage 4 cancer. Thank God for that. Let's talk about that day. And let's talk about that morning. And was there, if they would have called your lawyer and said you needed to report at a certain time because you were going to be arrested, would you have reported?
In fact, the special counsel's office spoke to my lawyer on the phone the day before, and I most certainly would have just turned myself in. But at 6 a.m., 29 totally SWAT-clad FBI agents arriving in 17 armored vehicles with a helicopter overhead, two amphibious units dropping off frogmen in the backyard, all of them brandishing fully automatic M4 assault weapons, stormed my home to arrest me for the first time nonviolent crime of lying to Congress, essentially also a fabricated crime, because one cannot lie to Congress about Russian collusion when there is no Russian collusion. It was a horrific experience, air, sea, and land, just like with the president. Why they had to go through all my wife's clothes, they were in our house for 13 hours, they found no evidence whatsoever against me, and of course, a year after President Trump had both the courage and the strength to pardon me because he realized that I was the victim of a totally fabricated prosecution, November 3rd, 2020, at midnight, strange time to put out a press release, Sean, midnight on the busiest media day of the year, Robert Mueller's final report was unredacted, proving that he had found, quote, no factual basis to charge me with anything regarding Russian collusion, WikiLeaks collaboration, or involvement in the phishing or publication of John Podesta's emails. So the whole purpose of this raid was intimidation.
Let's talk about it in relation to what happened at Mar-a-Lago this weekend. And you know Paul Manafort, you know Peter Navarro. And why these tactics are now being used more and more, and why does it only seem to happen to conservatives? Nothing happened to Hillary Clinton. Nothing happened to the people that lied before FISA courts. Nothing happened to the upper echelon in the FBI when they spread lies about Russia collusion, as you point out rightly so, that never occurred. They've had Hunter Biden's laptop. We know there are crimes and evidence of crimes on that laptop. Nothing's happened to him. Why the double standard? I'll give you the last word.
Well, first of all, it's very important to recognize that I was arrested at 6:06. At 6:11, Sarah Murray with CNN texted a copy of my indictment to one of my lawyers. That indictment was sealed until 9:30 that morning. So just the leak of the indictment was a felony. And when you look at the metadata tags to figure out who wrote it, because it had no court markings or timestamps on it, well, it had the initials of Andrew Weissman. Look, if this raid in Mar-a-Lago was meant to intimidate Donald Trump, they don't understand Donald Trump. I work for President Richard Nixon. I work for Senator Bob Dole, two of the toughest guys you can imagine. Donald Trump is tougher than both of them. That's why he was a great president. It's also why he'll be a great president again. Once again, my thanks to my good friend Sean Hannity for posting that on all of his social media. Also, thanks to Joe and Jim Hoff at the Gateway Pundit who posted it on their website, along with a piece I wrote about the entire horrific experience. Why they seized the documents pertaining to my clemency, well, it's an odd question. There's nothing irregular or illegal or improper about that entire process. The truth is, from the time that I was charged on January 25th, 2019, up until the day the president called me over a year later to commute my sentence, I had no contact whatsoever, directly or indirectly, with President Trump. Neither his lawyers nor my lawyers would permit it. Nor did we have communications through third parties or through my attorneys. So the idea that there was some corrupt bargain, something that Hillary Clinton has just flatly said, Eric Swalwell, Adam Schiff, Hakeem Jeffries, all of them claiming, oh, Stone agreed to keep his mouth shut about unspecified and I should say non-existent misdeeds by Donald Trump in return for a pardon. No, I got a pardon because I got down on my knees and I prayed to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, for justice. There came a time, as I think people know, when it became very clear to me that I was not going to get a fair trial, when I had a deeply biased and hateful judge who couldn't conceal her hatred for me or for Donald Trump. And therefore, I was redeemed in the blood of Jesus Christ, which is why I am with you to be on this show and sit in for Alex Jones today. Coming back on the other side, Officer Sal Greco, a 15-year veteran of the New York Police Department, joins us to talk about his political persecution under Mayor Eric Adams of New York.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Sitting in for Alex Jones. That was a bite of the great Gene Autry's epic classic Back in the Saddle Again. And that's how I feel whenever I'm back at InfoWars. As I think most of you know, I did a show here for well over a year with my good friend and colleague Owen Schroyer at the War Room, which airs at 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern every day. Owen has carried on that great tradition, so I urge you, if you're not watching my show on frankspeech.com, which is on at the same time, tune in and see Owen. I've got to see Owen in rerun because I'm doing my own show, The Stone Zone, at frankspeech.com at 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern, at frankspeech.com. You've got to scroll down to Lindell TV 2 to watch it, but I urge you to check it out. I have to watch Owen myself in rerun, but his show is always lively, and I'm praying for him as well. It is interesting that in that short clip, Sean Hannity did make reference to my wife of 30 years, Nydia Stone, and of course, anybody who watched the epic spectacle of my trial knows that she was my rock throughout. She was there through every day of the trial. She was there for every one of the days of the 2 years that we were vilified, smeared. There she is being led out of the house. That is my beautiful wife there. And I get mail, text messages every day to ask me how she's doing. I'm happy to report that based on the healing power of Jesus Christ and the power of prayer and through a combination of some Western medicine, but mostly alternative healing, my sweet, beautiful wife is now cancer-free, more than 120 days cancer-free. It is, as the doctors themselves say, a miracle. So I thank all of the info warriors who have inquired as to how she's doing. She's doing really great. At the same time, we continue to have the unrelenting stress of 11 remaining totally harassment-oriented civil suits against us filed by nut jobs, crackpots, leftists, Democrats. Oh, wait, I'm being redundant. This is what they call lawfare. That's when they file highly sensationalized civil lawsuits against you for the purpose of dragging your name through the mud yet again and running up giant legal fees. And if you don't defend, well, as Alex Jones showed, even when he did defend, they file a default judgment against you. You may have even seen stories that we recently reached an agreement with the Department of Justice in a civil suit regarding our 2006 taxes. Folks, when you see the headline that says Roger Stone and his wife agreed to pay the IRS $2 million, well, that's the amount they have assessed us. That doesn't mean that we have the money today to pay them, because we do not. What they also don't tell you is that 70% of that amount is interest and penalty. My taxes are up to date for every year from 2007 to the current time. Those taxes for the normal citizen would have been discharged or would have negotiated a reduction in the interest and penalty. But I'm not your average person. Like Alex Jones, I am a target, and for the same reasons that Alex Jones is a target. So folks who want to help us can go to the StoneDefenseFund.com, StoneDefenseFund.com. I'm going to be paying lawyers for the rest of my life, but I have no intention of ever giving up in the fight for freedom, and I never want to be censored again in terms of being gagged and my ability to speak. So those who can help us, God bless you for it. Your money will be put to good use. I want to be very clear. There is not a month in which the total of my legal expenses, paying lawyers, and our modest living expenses do not exceed the amount of money when combined with the uninsured costs of my wife's continued health care and cancer treatment. She's having some issues regarding edema because they had to remove certain lymph nodes under her arm. So every month is a struggle. No, don't believe the Daily Beast when they say the Stones are living a lavish lifestyle. I'm tired of being called a grifter because I have to appeal to my fellow Americans for support. But I really have no choice. So if you want to help our family, you can go to the StoneFamilyFund.com. And your money, believe me, will be put to good use. StoneFamilyFund.com. And God will bless you for it. Coming up in our next segment, a very brave and courageous New York police officer, Salvatore Greco. Salvatore Greco and I became friends when he contacted me through Instagram. He was following the Mueller witch hunt and the looming Soviet-style show trial that the deep state had in store for me. And we became friends, very good friends. We shared a common Italian-American heritage. We both grew up in the same area. He's from Staten Island. I was from suburban Connecticut, later northern Westchester. We became very good friends. He would visit my family and I on holidays, Christmas, Easter, and so on. But the New York Police Department is now trying to destroy Sal Greco simply because he was, in his off hours, a supporter of President Donald Trump and a good and supportive friend to Roger and Nydia Stone. This is an outrageous case that we're going to outline for you when we come back. But it is just as they are persecuting Alex Jones for exercising his First Amendment and free speech rights, just as they continue to smear and persecute me, they're trying to destroy this proud son of Staten Island, New York. And he joins us on the other side. In the meantime, folks, order Alex Jones's new book. This is going to be one of the most important books of the century. If you want to really understand what's going on in America and the struggle we face and why what we face is a struggle between dark and light, between good and evil, between the godly and the godless, and the danger of this nation stepping off into 1,000 years of darkness if we do not win this struggle. There is no better place to understand what exactly is transpiring in America than by buying a copy of The Great Reset and The War for Our World by Alex Jones. I can't wait to get my copy. You should order yours online today. Get it through InfoWars. Don't send the money to Jeff Bezos. Order it in the InfoWars store. Along with his other great products, InfoWars is the tip of the spear. The deep state is desperate to shut Alex Jones and InfoWars down. Don't let it happen.
So many people over the years have walked up to me randomly on the street and said, super male vitality is incredible. Why does it work so well? And the answer is very simple. It takes from Chinese medicine and other ancient traditions, known herbal compounds that boost libido, stamina, and energy, and it comes from cold pressed herbs, so they're not boiling or heating up the herbs that are known to have these natural effects. It's cold pressed. It's been sold out for 8 months or more, it's finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off Super Male Vitality. And it goes great with X2, which is also 25% off. But if you get both these products together, they're 40% off in a combo at InfoWarsStore.com. So X2 and Super Male Vitality, 40% off together or 25% off individually at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. Try it today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at Vantage Point Software. .com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for my good friend, Alex Jones. Some of you may have been watching the January 6th soap opera as staged by the U.S. House of Representatives Democrats. Very much like the Senate Watergate hearings of decades ago, it was a one-sided, spectacularly produced television drama that was short on facts. I thought it fairly shocking when for weeks Adam Schiff and others kept hyping that their hearings were going to demonstrate that Roger Stone and General Michael Flynn were the connection between the Trump White House and certain extremist groups. This is categorically false. And then they produced a woman named Cassidy Hutchinson, who I've never met in my life. And I was very interested in the way that her testimony was couched. Liz Cheney, the congresswoman from Wyoming, daughter of a war criminal who lied this nation into war by falsely claiming that Iraq had some connection to the attacks on America on 9/11, and then falsely claimed that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, specifically yellow cake uranium that they could convert to nuclear weapons. This lie cost 150,000 American lives, more than 200,000 Iraqi lives, and over $9 billion to the American taxpayers. But Liz Cheney asked Hutchinson, is it your understanding that President Donald Trump directed his White House Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows, to call Roger Stone and General Michael Flynn on the afternoon of January 5th? And Hutchinson said, yes, it is my understanding. And that call was for the purposes of finding out what would happen on January 6th, Cheney said. Let me be very clear. I've never talked to Mark Meadows on the phone in my life, most certainly not on January 5th, and I would have no idea what was going to happen on January 6th because I wasn't there, and I never planned to go there. I did go to Washington, D.C., to give a speech at a perfectly legal, permitted event where Alex Jones also spoke, and that video of my speech, which has now been taken down by YouTube, is perfectly appropriate. I did put forward my own apocalyptic view of the struggle facing the country based on my Christian beliefs, but nowhere in that video did I call for violence, lawlessness, or insurrection. I'm a veteran of 40 years in American elective politics. I believe in our system, however broken, and that we must succeed electorally. That has always been my position. With me that day, however, was a friend, Sal Greco, who I referred to earlier in the broadcast. Sal Greco is a veteran of the New York City Police Department, with an unblemished record of service to the people of New York, serving in some of the most dangerous precincts in the city. Sal Greco was also not at the Capitol, and Sal Greco is also not involved, as I was not in any way, in the efforts to delay the Electoral College vote. I certainly followed it in the media, but I wasn't involved. If there was a war room at the Willard, well, I didn't know about it, and I certainly never visited it. Either did Officer Greco. But Salvatore Greco has been the victim of another witch hunt. Shortly after he returned to New York City after January 6th, he learned that administrative charges for termination had been filed against him. And he went through the same kind of Soviet-style show trial that I did. Joining us now from Staten Island, New York, a proud son of New York City, Officer Salvatore Greco.
Good afternoon, Roger. It's a pleasure to be here on InfoWars.
So, Sal, we sat through your trial. They weren't very happy when I showed up just to be supportive. But they are well aware of the fact that you had nothing to do with the illegal acts at the Capitol on January 6th. And you were terminated after a long administrative process when the New York City Police Commissioner essentially sat on a recommendation by an administrative judge that you be terminated. Your livelihood has now been ended. Your pension and your access to your pension is in question, but as I understand it, you were fired for two reasons. One, they say, that you violated a New York Police Department regulation which prohibits you from consorting with known convicted felons. That would be me, I guess. The Biden Justice Department thoughtfully sent a letter saying that an unconditional presidential pardon does not change one's technical legal status. But also they say that you provided uncompensated security for me. That's a new one. Is there such a thing under the NYPD regulations?
To be honest with you, Roger, I believe this is a whole new term created just for Sal Greco, this uncompensated security. As you well know, you never have given me one dime. And the only exchange of money that's ever occurred between the Stone family and Sal Greco was the two times I came to see you, once in, I believe, July of 2020, where it was media who said, listen, since you're staying at the hotel, you've always treated me like family, and she wanted me to stay, and she offered to reimburse me for the hotel. That was one instance. And there was a second instance, where, I believe it was in October of 2020 when I came to visit you, the car broke down. The snowmobile broke down. So I rented a vehicle, and once again, Nydia was nice enough to say, I'll reimburse you for that since the vehicle broke down. And that's the only transactions that have ever occurred between you and your family and myself.
Yet they say that you provided uncompensated security. Now, it is true, unfortunately, as violence and public shaming become a new tactic of the radical and violent left, yeah, I do feel safer going someplace with a friend rather than going by myself. But at no time was Sal Greco ever my formal security agent or guard. He is a personal friend. But the other charge, which we'll talk about more on the other side, that's more egregious, is this idea that you were fired because you consorted with a known convicted felon. Mayor Eric Adams, the current woke progressive mayor of New York City, writes in his book about providing paid security for Mike Tyson and for Louis Farrakhan, both of them convicted felons. He was also brought up on charges, went through the same administrative process you did, but there was no finding against him. He wasn't terminated. They didn't dock his pay. They didn't take away vacation days. And I argue this is an equal protection matter, that Sal Greco must be treated the exact same way as New York City Police Captain Eric Adams. And there in the crux is a $25 million lawsuit against the New York Police Department that this officer is going to file. This has been a long, bloody, drawn-out struggle. I want to talk a little bit about your father passing away in the middle of it, because it's a heartbreaking story what NYPD brass has done to you, and Americans need to know how they can help get in this fight. So, on the other side, Sal Greco, New York City police officer, proud son of Staten Island, one of my best...
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
This perfectly clear. You're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWar.
Thank you, Mr. President. Great to be back here, back in the saddle again, sitting in for my good friend Alex Jones, and we continue our interview with New York City police officer, actually now former New York City police officer, Sal Greco, who only days ago was terminated by the woke progressives running the New York City Police Department. Officer Greco, let me ask you a few simple questions. As an officer of the law, are you permitted to carry a firearm in jurisdictions other than New York?
You're allowed to carry in all 50 states.
On your off hours, when you're not on duty, are you allowed to support President Donald Trump or attend a political event?
You should be able to, but apparently that may not be the case.
In this particular case, I know that the prosecutor in this administrative trial sought your social media records and then sought your telephone records, and that his initial subpoenas were denied because this is not a criminal proceeding. This is not a court proceeding. But then he refiled his requests, falsely claiming that this was a narcotics investigation. Sal, have you ever been tested for the use of narcotics by the New York Police Department?
No, not in this particular instance. Obviously, they can randomly dole test you, but that they dole tested me about 7 or 8 years ago randomly. As far as this case goes, I was never dole tested, nor apparently on the stand, as you the sergeant mentioned that I was never suspected of narcotic use.
Sal, are you a member of the Proud Boys or the Oath Keepers?
Absolutely not.
Would it be fair to say that in our private conversations, you've been pretty critical of both groups?
That would be correct, yes.
So, in essence, I mean, I sat in your trial where they kept showing pictures of you and I with other people. And I certainly acknowledge that I, like you, we met members of the Proud Boys. We came in contact with members of the Oath Keepers. Seems to me that that proves nothing whatsoever. That's guilt by association. If having my picture taken with a member of the Oath Keepers or the Proud Boys means I'm an insurrectionist, well, that means that Congressman Adam Schiff having his picture taken with Ed Buck, the multimillionaire gay murderer who's now been convicted of killing young gay black men, that means that Adam Schiff is a murderer. It's not even logical, but this is the technique that was used after trial over and over again.
Yes. Also at the trial, you were sitting right there. How many times was Jacob Engels invoked? How many times did we hear his name being invoked? Jacob Engels has never been accused of being a member of the Proud Boys. He's obviously a journalist who actually works for InfoWars. I believe this was, I mentioned this in when I was testifying, and he also has worked for you. He's never been convicted of anything. He's not a felon. If anything, poor Jacob Engels has had encounters with people in the street. But yet, that didn't stop them from mentioning him almost as many times as they mentioned your name. And, of course, they've also mentioned President Trump numerous times in this court proceeding. So, yeah, it's just unbelievable that this entire trial took place.
Now, Sal, very sadly, while this was happening, your father, who you were very close to, passed away. Tell us about how the NYPD treated that.
Well, shortly after January 6th, my father was diagnosed with brain cancer. It's glioblastoma. It was stage 4. My father was 76 years old. I don't even know if the man had a parking ticket. He was an immigrant from Sicily. He came here in the 70s. Worked his whole life. He got sick out of nowhere, and I got the call. And obviously, it's funny that it's January 25th that I was interrogated by the NYPD, which you would know. You remember that day like it was yesterday. January 25th, 2019 is when you had the Gestapo raid. So I went to an interrogation, and my father was losing his senses, losing speech, He was digressing, very rapidly. So they decided to have surgery on him. And I wasn't able to be there for him because, one, I am being harassed and pressured by not only the NYPD, but I have countless media publications and also the vitriol of hate that's on Twitter with all these people that don't know anything about what's going on in your life. They were attacking me. So I finally got around to seeing my father, who at this point, could not even speak anymore. My father did not speak to me till the last time I heard his voice was before January 26th. My father was laying in basically his deathbed in hospice. And I went to the hospital from here all the way to Pennsylvania. Noticed a vehicle that was behind me. It was following me, obviously. It takes a cop to know something. I made it to the hospital, and then I was there in the final hours, and I watched my father pass away in front of me with a member of the New York City Police Department in the parking lot. They followed me, apparently, as I learned in the trial. They wanted to see if I would come into contact with you all the way in Florida, meaning I was supposed to work that day, so apparently I would have driven all the way to Florida and come back to work somehow inside of 24 hours, which is, I don't even know what to say about that.
So this is an equal protection case. It's very simple, folks. The New York Police Department cannot treat Officer Greco differently than they treated New York City Police Captain Eric Adams. And Sal Greco has announced his intention to file a $25 million lawsuit against the woke NYPD. Unfortunately, he has gone through his savings to defend himself, having to require lawyers throughout this whole process. People who do want to help Sal Greco can go to helpthisnycop.com, helpthisnycop.com. Let's put that up if we could, because he needs your help. Again, the email address, helpthisnycop.com. Sal Greco, like Alex Jones, is the target of persecution, and he needs our help. I'm strongly behind this lawsuit. I want to see Eric Adams in the witness chair. Anyone who tells you that you can't compel him to testify because he's the mayor of New York City doesn't understand this case. Eric Adams will be called to the stand, not as the mayor of New York City, not in that capacity, but in his capacity as a former New York City police officer who did the exact same thing Sal Greco did, but has not been held to the same standard. There it is right there, folks. Helpthisnycop.com. Get in this fight. We need you in this fight. Sal Greco, like Alex Jones, like Roger Stone, is being persecuted because he believes in America, because he supported President Donald Trump, and because he extended the hand of friendship to me and my family. And he has been vilified for it. Help us in this fight. He's got to hire himself a good, tough defense lawyer and go after the woke NYPD. Sal Greco, thank you for joining us here today. I look forward to seeing you in Florida. My friend, you missed some incredible Sunday gravy this past Sunday. It was off the charts. It was off the charts, but we will get together soon. We're grateful for Alex Jones and InfoWars letting us talk about this bombshell case. And once again, go to helpthisnycop.com so Sal Greco can hire the tough lawyer he needs to take on the entire corrupt bureaucracy of the once great New York City Police Department. I'm Roger Stone. You're here on InfoWars on the Alex Jones Show, and we will be right back.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.